church as a whole is at a serious reflection point. So much of God's will and God's word have been abandoned, have been left behind. We're in a crucial area where we should be performing and adhering strictly to the laws and commandments of God without wavering at all. I understand that not everyone that calls themselves a Christian, not everyone will hear, understand, or even give thought to what the Spirit is saying and what the Word of God is saying to them at this time. What God is saying to them. Because they are of the world. And when you're of the world, you're not paying too much attention to what God says. You know, we're just not paying too much of attention when we're more worldly than godly. We're not paying too much attention to what God says. So we must go back. The ones that are serious about living for the Lord and doing the things of God, we must go back and reincorporate the traditions, the laws, the commandments, and everything that God has given us to do. We have to go back and start doing those things that God has commanded us to do. And most of all, we have to respect God, who is the ruler. He's the ruler and maker of all things, of all creation. We have to realize that, understand that. And when we do, we won't put all our faith on what the world is saying and what the worldly people are saying. We'll have our faith rooted and grounded in what God is saying. We can't do this by, we can't do this just by thinking about it. We have to do this by actually going back and looking at the scriptures of how the ministers, both men and women of God, how they regarded the work, the great work that God has given them to do. And I want you to understand, it is a sacred task of dispensing the Word of God. That's a sacred duty that God has given us through Jesus Christ. And we have to pick up where we left off and where we allowed ourselves to slip away from where God has intended for us to go and for what He has intended for us to do. We have to go back and get back, saints. You know, God has called us to do as ministers and teachers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have to go back and do what He has called us to do. Amen. Now you can say amen. I know we're on the air, but you still can say amen. We want to focus on today. We want to focus on how the church has failed and the faultiness of the church leadership. The leadership in the church is faulty. And that's why we're having so many problems like we're having now. Now, what does that mean about the church is working not the way it should be working? The church body is not working the way it should be working because it's not being taught the right way. The leadership is not doing the things that the leadership should be doing and implementing in the church. It's like a car when it's been setting up for a long period of time. You know, you got the batteries, you got to scrape the battery cables and to get the battery running smoothly, you know, because the the things on the battery is corroded. And so you have to clean that off in order to get the battery running right. You know, the brakes need pads, and the car, it needs a front end alignment. And this is when it's been setting up a long time and nobody's using it. Well, this is the way the church is, you know? You have to make sure that all of this stuff is working, just like it works in a car, just like the brakes have to be in alignment. They have to have new pads on the brakes, you know? You're going to have a new word spoken to you and how we should live and how we should partake of the things of God every day. It's not something that we let set up and set up. But now, right now, we have allowed the church to set up unused without the understanding and the knowledge that it needs in order to function properly. Just like an old car. You have it setting up, and if you want to use it again, you're going to have to correct all those things. So if you want to be used by God, you're going to have to correct all these things. And this is like the condition of the church. It's like that, what I showed you about the car, the old car setting up. That's the way the church is. It's been sitting far too long in this position. And it has failed. The preachers have failed. Not every preacher. Don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about every church. You know if your church is going the right way. This lesson is to show the ones that's not going the right way how to go the right way. So they have failed to feed the flock, to feed the people the word of God. Which includes, you know, telling them about their sins. That's one of the main things God wants you to do. A book of the Bible said, cry loud, spare a lot, spare not. Don't forsake to tell my people of their sins. We cannot sit around and don't tell them about when they're going wrong. And pastors, you know, you have to be an example of what you teach. You have to be an example so that they can follow you, because they're looking at you to teach and train. They're looking at you because that's your job. You know, you can't correct the members of the church if you're not leading them in the right way. And if you're leading them astray, you can't correct them. You first must correct yourself. So we want to spend some time on the Word, ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the ministry and the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Talking about preachers, teachers, everyone that have an office in the church, and not only the ones that have an office in the church, but every member. Because this is for all of us. God didn't give the preachers a separate gospel than for all the rest of the believers. We all have to adhere to the same thing. We all have to keep the same commandments that he gave the preachers. We have to keep them also. And we want to talk about, the second thing we want to talk about is the condition that the world is in. Now, we all know that the world is in a bad condition. Because the world is not really supposed to, it's not really supposed to be doing the things that the church is doing. But if the church is preaching and teaching what it's supposed to preach and teach, we wouldn't have half of America that's not, I mean, just then slid back all the way. They have no concern, no love. It's all hate. It's all generated by hate and lies, hypocrisy, and evil doing and evil works. That's what seems like half of America is all about right now. And the other half is still trying to do the right thing. So today, we're going to go over some scripture. And our scripture text is going to be found in Colossians 4 and 17, Colossians 2, 6 through 15. And that Colossians 2, 6 through 15, I want you to understand something that Paul is telling these people. You know, he's telling them what they're supposed to do, what the word is telling them to do. From the beginning of the church, this has been the teaching, these scriptures that I'm talking about, this has been the teaching and the beliefs of the church. And so that's why we're going over them, ministers and all of the church. You know, we have to know, this is something we have to know, that Christ has come, all he has come for such a time as this, and all wisdom and all knowledge comes from him. This is what we need to know. And we need to know also that verse 6 is talking about that we could, we have to paraphrase this verse 6. I want to paraphrase it for you. And this is what it says. If I paraphrase it, it says, therefore, just as you accepted the teaching that presented Jesus as both the Messiah and the Lord, and he tells us we need to continue to maintain that same relationship with him right now. Whatever was taught aforetime, we need to make sure that we continue that relationship with the Lord. You know? And it's easy to do if we start thinking about it. You know? We know the recipients are the members, the disciples and the people that followed Jesus. We know that the teachings of Jesus had been taught that Jesus, number one, he was the Messiah, and he was the one divinely anointed. And when I say the word one, I mean the only one. He was the one that was divinely anointed to secure man's salvation. That's what he was anointed for, to secure man's salvation. And the second thing, Jesus was Lord. You know, he was a divine, he was the divine person. And when I said the, I mean he was the only one. He was the divine person to whom man submits obedience to. That's only somebody that man submits to obedience to. See, we got it twisted here in the world right now. We're submitting to another man that's telling us what to do, and we're submitting to that, and we're omitting what Jesus came to do. Jesus said, you can't submit to nobody but to me. I'm the one that died on the cross. I'm the one that suffered and died to give you this life, this new life, this eternal life that you can live right now. So we know this, and we can understand this, and we can understand the rest of this lesson if, I'm going to tell you, we can understand the rest of this lesson, these scriptures that I'm giving you, we can understand them if we understand what I just read to you.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus. That's what.